Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Head coach Matt Lewis. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well today, Bill.
Well, first of all, congratulations. That's a hell of an achievement. Back-to-back years in it, and you finally get a chance to taste victory. And, man, I tell you what, it's kind of like I don't want to compare you to the Cubs in the sense it's been 100 years, but it's been 100-plus years since that program has won a championship, and you just knew you were on the cusp.
Yeah. No, I grew up closer to St. Louis, so when you compare us to the Cubs, you're going to get me a little heated. It's been an awesome ride for us, and it was just a magical year overall. We were able to do some things that hadn't been done in our program's history or hadn't been done in a lot of years. I was just really excited, for the senior group to kind of take us from where we were 4 years ago to that moment Saturday night where we were able to cut down the final net. I was just really happy for those guys that they got to kind of complete the vision that they had for themselves.
Obviously, he means a lot, but talk about Jack Flynn, named Most Outstanding Player of the Final Four.
Yeah, Jack Flynn is a special, special kid for our level. There aren't many kids like him. He's 6'8", 240, and he's got great hands and great feet. And he can do some really special things on the basketball floor. And sometimes as a big kid, you get lost in the shuffle when you've got really good perimeter players, which we were fortunate to have some really talented guys on the perimeter this year. But they did an incredible job of just, they just kept feeding him the ball. And Jack had it going on Saturday, and it was awesome to see him just kind of play that well in that moment.
Talk about a turning point. Every game, every series, every tournament has a turning point. What was that turning point for you guys?
Yeah, I think it was probably the biggest thing for us was just getting through that Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four. We played well the three games prior in the first round, second round, and the Sweet 16. We played really well in those games. And the Elite Eight game, we didn't play our best basketball. And we played a really good team in Guilford College out of North Carolina, and they challenged us. And I think once we got through that point and we hadn't played great, our guys were excited and confident going forward because they knew that we still had really good basketball in us, and we hadn't found our peak yet. And so they were excited that week leading up to, the trip to Fort Wayne, just, hey, can we find our best basketball in Fort Wayne in the Final Four? And I think we did. We played really well this weekend, and I think it's just a credit to our guys for continuing to seek that peak.
Talking with Matt Lewis, UW Oshkosh men's basketball and Durham head coach, winners of the D3 national title. And going back to that game, it was either five or six. I think Swarthmore hit five or six three-pointers in a matter of about 5 or 6 minutes and brought the game a little bit closer. And then you guys went on, what was it, a 16-5 run, if I'm not mistaken, and seven of those points were by Flynn. And all of a sudden, with 51 seconds to go, you guys knew you had it.
Yeah, they just kept battling. Swarthmore did. They had one kid on the perimeter that just kept hitting shots. And, it was on the opposite end of the floor from us. And so as a coach, you just kind of standing there on the sideline and just see this kid keep burying shot after shot after shot. But our guys, they just would come down and just kind of play disciplined basketball on the offensive end. They threw it into Flynn and Jack made some really nice plays, and then a few other guys stepped up and did some good things, and we made free throws when we needed to down the stretch there. So our guys just responded well. At any time we had some trouble this year or throughout the tournament, when they were challenged, our guys just confidently stepped up and made the plays that needed to be made. It was an awesome last minute. It wasn't one of those stressful pins and needles type minutes. We were able to kind of soak it in the last 50 seconds of that game, which was pretty cool.
So the two questions. One is, when do they take away the interim tag?
The process, the application and search process is ongoing.
Okay.
So, but it's state system, so we got to go through this
right.
thing. But we haven't been worried about it at all. We've been trying to enjoy this magical run that we've been on, and it's not been a focal point for us at all.
And then the second thing is, where's the trophy now?
The trophy is sitting in my passenger seat in my car.
Excellent.
We're going to lunch. A few of us coaches are, and it's going to sit on the table. It's going to take a little the Lord Stanley Cup tour with us.
Excellent.
For the next week or so here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I wish we had an appearance in Oshkosh to come up and say hi to you, but that's fantastic, man. Enjoy the lunch. Enjoy the trophy. All the stories remain with the trophy once the trophy's made its way around before it goes into the case. And congratulations, Coach. We certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, and we'll talk again next season, I'm sure, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Really
Thanks so much.
It.
Appreciate it, Matt. There you go. Matt Lewis, the UW Oshkosh men's basketball coach, getting ready to lose the interim tag, and the winner of the D3 national title as they knocked off Swarthmore, and they ended up bringing the trophy home. So congratulations to them. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. All you got to do is call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.